Folks, do we have a show for you tonight, or whenever you're watching this on YouTube. We are so excited and thankful to have not one, but two NCAA Sweet 16 finalists from the 2023 season. From our televisions to our laptop, we have Tennessee's Caroline Kerr and Kiki Granberry. Woo! We are recording this after we conducted our interview with them due to the fact that we forgot to hit the record button until we were like probably 2 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Maybe like a minute. Yeah. We didn't miss much, but we did miss Kiki's introduction.
Yes.
Letting us know her volleyball story. She's from Florida.
Yep.
She's from Florida.
From
she
Florida.
Tried several different sports. She said she was swimming. She was playing basketball.
Yes.
She tried gymnastics until she got too tall.
Yeah. And she tried volleyball but didn't make the middle school team.
A little Michael Jordan story
exactly.
for you.
But then she advocated for herself. Mm-hmm. Talked to the coach, asked what she could do to improve. And then a couple weeks later, there was a spot available for her. And that's what you get for standing up for yourself
yeah.
and wanting something.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure that that was known.
Yeah.
And we also admitted in the first 2 minutes that we thought her name was Kiki Cranberry.
Yeah. With a C.
With a C. But now going back and just paying attention.
Yeah.
It's Cranberry. And we're dumb.
Yeah, we're dumb. Sorry.
Sorry. But yeah, let's get into the rest of the interview. Yeah.
Enjoy.
And so I started playing with like YMCA, you know, like grade school. Like I tried out for like a club team who started pretty young and fell in love with it. Decided pretty young that I wanted to play college volleyball. I think because I had that picture like from the University of Illinois that like I could do it. And yeah, I think I played basketball for a little bit, swam, but slowly just like volleyball was number
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And same thing. Started like around June of going to my junior year for recruiting. And yeah, that first phone call I had on June 15th was with Eve, with Tennessee.
Oh, cool.
So it was a really cool moment. Yeah, I think like Tennessee is like such a name brand of a school and like a type of school, like
right.
just stands out more than like just any SEC school would. And so to have the opportunity to play for the school is really, important and cool for me.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Awesome. So cool. Yeah. Well, we've loved watching you play in the orange and blue, right? Yes.
Yeah.
yeah, so that's awesome. Do you have any like advice for young volleyball players going through the recruiting process now? Is there anything you wish you would have done different? You know, like that sort of stuff.
Is there anything about the process that you think should change or needs to stay the same?
Advice I'd say is just stay confident in like what you want in school. And yes, when June 15th hits, like the day it hits, it can be like nerve wracking and stuff, but
yeah,
you'll get through it. You'll
yeah.
get through it.
Nice.
I'd say advice is like, I feel like if there's a want and a desire to play college volleyball, there's a program and there's a school out there for you. If it's Division I, Division II, JUCO, NAIA, like whatever it is like if there's a desire, I believe there's a program for you. And so it's really just a matter of like accepting that and like really just like working hard for it. I think something that kind of set me apart was like, I think it's easy to be looked as like a try hard or something like when you're younger, because it's like the cool
right.
thing is like not to try hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think being a try hard was what separated me and helped me get to where I am. And so yeah, I would just say like try hard, and like if there's like if you have the work ethic and the want to, I think there's absolutely a school for you out there.
Yeah,
definitely. We coach like a 15s club team right now, and like it's definitely obvious with like the girls who like get it and like want to try hard and want to stand out, and like but there, and then there's also like the culture of like, well, I just want to be cool and I want to,
yeah.
you know, like be with my friends. But yeah, that's really great advice that like it's cool to care.
Yeah.
You know, and to try hard.
Yeah. And clearly it brings a lot of success.
Like, yes, exactly. This is kind of like a little fun one, but like if we didn't have copyright issues, like what would be your walk up song? Like if you were like going up to serve or something, like what song would get you hype?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty like basic for me, but I was named after the song "Sweet Caroline" by Neil Diamond.
Well, that's a funny thing.
So I would probably just do that. There's always like a few like hype up songs that are always cool though. I would say like, it's a pretty like good one and unique one.
That would be great.
Yeah, I can't really like think of like a song on the dot. Like I love listening to Kodak Black before games.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, to keep it so close to our names, Caroline, I probably do. I think
right. Yes.
The song, but "In My Feelings" by Drake.
Yeah. Just,
yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And then so that was like little light, and now we can get into like, do you think? How do you feel about the NCAA? Double contact elimination rule. Do you think, Caroline?
Caroline, you want to take the floor?
I mean, I feel like I could have some pretty like harsh feelings about it, but I've tried like keeping a reasonable head about it. I think, I think it's for like diminishing to setters. Like I said, like I've trained since I was in second grade. For this skill. And so they kind of like taken away the meaning of it, like not the meaning, but like a big foundational part of what I do.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of diminishing. I think like the joke right now is like, oh, anyone can set now, you know, like my ear every day now. Like,
exactly.
I think even without the double call, she was trying to tell me she's gonna take my spot. But, and so I think it's diminishing to setters, but I've tried realizing, like, if it means the game is more, like, because of double call was so, like, personal, like, official, how much it was appreciated. If it means it's being, like, more consistently called throughout the game, like, I think that's a win. But I think if you're looking, like, at the actual skill itself, it's pretty, like, diminishing to setters. I think it's going to make our jobs even, like, more important on just, like, locating a really good ball. And that's, like, where our value is going to come from, is, like, putting our hitters in even better positions now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And, of course, like, you're still going to work to get that clean set. It's just, it might not necessarily be required.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, it's not like I'm, like, now going into it, like, okay, let's put a bunch of spin on the ball either. But, like, it's now, like, okay, I set a good ball and it was a little funky, but at least, like, it was a good ball. Like, I think it's kind of like a mindset shift.
Yes.
It's like, okay, it's still okay. Like, it's still good.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, keep the rally going.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see, like, at the beginning of the season, like, if whenever, like, a really bad double happens, like, because normally it would be like, okay, everybody stands up, like, play over. Yeah. But so I think that might be, like, a hard, like, mindset to get into, like, to just, like, play through.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, like, frustrating, like, it's kind of like a give me point, like an easy free point to get. And it's like frustrating, like, shoot, like they get another chance now and they just made a really bad contact with the ball.
Yeah,
that is gonna be hard, and like staying balanced and like able to move. Yeah, for sure. Like changes in volleyball, obviously with the rules, and with just like the growth of the game in general. How have you seen that like affect your career, you know, from like being little girls starting to play volleyball to now whenever it's sort of more of a,
you're on national television.
Yeah, like, exactly. So how has like the growth of the game and like the media attention, how has that, affected your careers?
I think for me, like it was a big reason why I started playing was like being able to see girls who played college volleyball. Like it kind of like, I mean, this idea like, okay, like it is possible. And so for like our games now be, okay, we got ESPN this weekend, or we're on ESPN2 next weekend. So it's like for the game to continue to grow in that sense, like we're on more national television, we're breaking records for like attendance or like viewership.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big deal, because that's only going to like start more girls wanting to play volleyball like how I wanted to. Right. And so like I think the more girls who can see that this is a possibility for them, the better off the sport's going to be, because it just like it puts this image in their head that like, oh, I can do that. Like it's like really about like just showing them that it's possible, because like I think after that, like it like allows like a love for a game to come like from themselves, like it did for me. And so I think the more like we can be on TV, the more we can have bigger attendance records, like it's only going to serve us well, not even like as like a player myself, but like for the future right. of the game. To be able to have like more girls wanting to play the sport is a really big deal, especially for women in sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And going along with what CK said, I remember like when I first started playing volleyball, there was like rarely any like ads or like
right.
stuff about it on the internet, on social media. And like as I've grown up, like I've seen it like expand, like volleyball is like the sport right now.
Absolutely.
Like, yes.
Grown so much over the past couple of years, and I like love that, as she said, like with other girls having to want to do it because of the big television stations that it's on now. I think it like helps a lot.
Yeah And that's a big reason like why we created the podcast too, because like we want to show that like these people, you know, are people too, and like that you know, you can do it too, you know, because if they see you guys succeeding, they'll know that it's possible for them too. And then maybe they can, you know, work harder. Yeah. And
like we see firsthand, like just how much the game has grown, because when we were in middle school, there were like 20 girls trying out for the middle school volleyball team.
Yeah.
And now that we're coaching them, there's like 60, you know, like yes. the game has just grown so much, and it's so nice to see.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, putting that image in their head and just like allowing them to know that it's possible. And I think that like it goes to show like they can be who, like they can be in our position, they can be in our shoes in a very short period of time. Kind of goes back to like just the want to do it, or like the desire to. And it kind of even like you can break that off into the pro leagues that are starting like in the States.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for me, that's like a cool thing. Like I could be in those girls' shoes in a few years.
Right.
And so it's kind of like the next step too, like just being able to have the people like ahead of you doing what you want to do, like makes it like a real possibility for yourself to like understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, like along with the growth of the game in general, like where do you see your careers going and like your team going and just like the growth, like what would you like to see happen in the next few years? Because in the last 3 years, like so much growth has happened. What do you see for the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years?
I mean, personally for myself, I see myself going pro. Like, that's, like, my main goal. Like, when I started volleyball, I was, like, set on going to the Olympics. And then it started, like, dying down.
Right.
With my love of the sport. And then as it started getting bigger, I'd say, like, towards, like, my freshman year in high school, I was like, okay, yeah. I want to do it again. Like,
this is it.
Yeah.
And like, as like CK said, like with the starting of the pro leagues in the US, I think it opens up a bigger window for us, because we could still like, I mean, as far as me, like right now, I'm not set on like if I want to play in the States or overseas, but like
right
in these next couple years before I like graduate, I can see how the States pro leagues are going. Mm-hmm. And then by my senior year, when I'm choosing where I'm going to go, I can. Based off that.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of like going off of that, like who are some either pro athletes or former collegiate athletes or really anyone who like inspires you and like who maybe made you want to play volleyball?
I would love to play pro. And so I think a big person like I look up to would be like Jordan Poulter. The national team setter, or even like Lauren Carlini, like as like a really young girl, Lauren like was someone I absolutely looked up to.
Yeah.
And I think it like slowly turned into Jordan just because she was the Olympic setter, and then also she played at Illinois. So a big big like just connection there. And so it's been really cool like to like be able to grow up watching both her and Lauren. Probably some like idols there.
Yeah, for sure.
I had two, mostly now one. I had Fluke when she was like obviously on the Olympic, and then also growing up, Taylor Morgan, the middle from Minnesota.
Yes.
Growing up, the first half, I was always the tallest one. And as I got older and more girls were like coming in, like I was considered not like undersized for a middle, but like on the shorter end of it. And Taylor Morgan was one of the shorter middles. And so it really like inspired me that like she went pro and I'm like, I can do this too. Like, absolutely. I don't have to be 6'9".
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause I think a lot of like girls now, like they see, you know, especially in the SEC and in the Big Ten, like, you know, girls are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and that can be a little disheartening. But also knowing that, you know, you don't have to be,
Like Joe Gill, she's like 5'7".
Right. Yeah. I mean, so worth it. If you work hard and you want it, like it's there for you. And I love that. And I love like, that's what you said about like, if you want to play college volleyball, there's a program out there for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love that. So I want to get back in like a little bit more into mindset and like volleyball is a game of mistakes. That can be tough, especially early on learning that. So like what helps you bounce back after a mistake or after a bad practice or a bad game? How do you reset and get back to where you need to be?
I try not, like in a game, I try not to dwell on the mistake I did do. Like we say a lot in practices, like learn from that mistake, move on, next one. Think about the next play, what you can do to get better. But yeah, as far as like learning and picking up from the wrongdoings, yeah, I just personally don't dwell on them.
Yeah.
And then in bad practices, like we'll go back and watch film, see what we did, tag our coaches, go in for extra reps if we need to. And so, yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah. Nice.
I'd say for me, I think I kind of go back to like the confidence or like, just, I've played volleyball for one over half my life. I've probably set a million balls in my life.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what is one bad set? Like, I've done this so many times. And so I think, like, I put so much emphasis on, like, working hard in practice, giving it all I have in practice, that, like, when I get into a game, like, there's no need for me to be, like, timid. Like, I can go into that game confident. And I also think, like, if a bad point happens, like, again, it's one bad set. It's like one bad set doesn't like mean the world, doesn't cost me anything. And so I think I kind of think of just like, I've done this so many times before that if one bad set does happen, I've set way more good than I have bad. And so I just kind of like go back to that confidence and know that I've put in the work up until that point to like be confident into that game. So I kind of go back to just like having the confidence and knowing that I've worked hard and done everything I could.
Yeah, I love that. Like when our girls like bad game, bad practice, we always tell them like, especially if they're like in their head, we tell them like, trust your training. Like you've trained enough. Your body knows what you have to do. You just have to get the mind, like the mind side of things out of there and trust your training. And another thing we love to say is like, fall in love with training. If you like love to train, you love to practice, you will see that success translate into games. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what was there a moment? Was there a person? Is there still yet to be a moment where like you have fallen in love with training?
I've always like, I've kind of felt like volleyball or like being in the gym was like my escape. I think from like a young age, if I was having like a bad day, like volleyball practice was what I was looking forward to during the week. And so being able to go into the gym, forget about whatever assignments I have, whatever drama's going on in my life, like just being able to go in and compete, I think is like part of that for sure. And yeah, I think if you love it, like you enjoy the grind, you and like, it's uncomfortable for sure. Like it's not easy, by any means, but it's like, I get to go in there and like, forget about everything else I got going on and try and be better than I was the day before. And if I don't, all right, I got another practice. You know?
Exactly.
And so I think I kind of use just as an escape, which like in turn has like really allowed me to like forget about things, be who I want to be like in the gym. And so I definitely would say that's like part of love of training is like, I yeah, I've just used being able to be myself in the gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's awesome.
I'd have to probably say the same thing, like, especially, like, during club season, like, I'd have class in the mornings, school, and then later that evening, I'd have club practice. And what helped, I think, a lot, like, yeah, there was a lot of girls from my school that played at my club, but there was only, like, one that was on my team. So, I mean, like, it was very separate. So, like, if there was stuff going on at school, it's not like I'm coming to my club practice and having the same girls I just had school with and still having it there. Like, it's a very, like, separate thing, and I love that about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're able to, like, get into the gym and just, like, reset, forget everything, and just, yeah, grind and do your thing.
Yeah.
It's like that's your space to be
right.
Space to use it, get better.
Make mistakes. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah, love that. So, like, you guys, like, you play for an elite program, you're elite athletes. What are some things, like, obviously you train really hard and do all of that, but what are some things that you do to, like, decompress, maybe some self-care things or some just, like, fun things that you like to do to take care of yourself or just relax?
I personally am a big spender. I love that. I love shopping.
Yeah,
a girly girl.
Yes.
I always have to, like, keep my nails up. Like, every 2 weeks I'll go or something. So, like, I think being at the nail salon, like, it's relaxing for me because I'm like,
oh yeah, cute. Yeah.
I have been going to my nail tech that I'm at now since I've, like, basically been here, and she's like really close to me. We talk about everything and anything when I'm in that chair, and I just love it. Like, for Valentine's Day, I actually like that whole week I was sketching out my Valentine's Day set. I brought my to the nail salon and these are my ideas, I need you to do it. And she's like shopping and getting my nails done is probably top tier for me when it comes to
That's awesome. What about you, Caroline?
I also like getting my nails done. I don't bring my iPad into the salon, but I do like getting my nails done. I'm a little bit more basic. Just and I also am a big Lululemon person.
Ooh, love it.
I really like Lululemon. So
I'm in a Lululemon set.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we like to spend money too.
Yeah. It's like, oh, bad practice. Let's hit the mall on the way home.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you find yourself, like, consumed with volleyball, or do you have a good balance of, like, personal life, volleyball, like, compartmentalize a little bit? Because especially, like, playing at the level you are, I'm sure it's easy to fall into being consumed by volleyball.
I'm not going to say, like, we have, like, an even 50-50 split. It's very heavy volleyball, but I think when we do get those times, like, whether it's an off day, an early night off, like, we end a practice early, like, it's very much you have to, like, remove yourself, honestly, from volleyball. And, like, because if you're in it 24/7, you're going to get tired. You're going to get mentally drained. And so being able to maintain, like, you talk about, like, love for the sport, like, there has to be some separation. And so I think, although it's not 50-50, probably even, like, less than 75-25, probably less than that.
No, for sure.
You're just trying to make it 100% volleyball or, like, 100%, like, totally not.
Yeah.
Try to give yourself that time away from it to be able to use it when you are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you're there, you're there. When you're not, can't, like, worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great advice for people. Cause I know whenever I was playing, like, I would have a hard time because I was with my teammates 24/7. And so sometimes, like, even when you're not at volleyball, you're talking about volleyball.
Yeah.
And then, and then it's like, oh, wait, like, I should probably, you know, focus on obviously I focus on my studies, but, like, you know, or, like, maybe, you know, stop talking about volleyball and gossip about campus life, that sort of stuff. But going into, like, the future and that sort of stuff, what are your individual goals for the 2024 season? And then what are your team goals for the 2024 season?
My individual goal is to, for the season, to get personal accolades, like as far as if it's whether defensive, offensive player of the week or all freshman team at the end of the season. That's what I'm striving for, and also to be more like versatile with my offense, whether if it's running quick, slides, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. As a team, we've probably Final Four.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, Final Four again.
I think so. Yeah.
I'd say I want to just be a better, like, decision maker. And there's always room to improve on trying to help my teammates get in the best position possible. I think that's what, like, I pride myself. That's what my job is, just to make my teammates successful. And so I feel like my goal is always going to be a better decision maker. I think that's always going to be an evolving job of mine to be better at. And so I think that'll be for sure what I'm focusing on, is just how can I make my teammates the most successful. And yeah, I think our team got a taste of what it was like having such a deep run in the tournament last year. And we have definitely, like, no intention, and it's like kind of left us hungry that we lost in that Sweet 16 match. And so, like, how are we working? Because we kind of know what it took.
For sure,
we knew what it took to get up into that point. So it's like kind of just replicating that and try to do a little bit more, honestly. So I feel like that's the team goal.
Yeah,
definitely. We always do like a bracket, like a March Madness sort of thing, like with our family and stuff. And I always have you guys going pretty far. So we'll definitely be cheering you guys on and ready to see you back in action. And hopefully we'll be able to see you in Louisville, get a taste
of what's to come.
Of what's to come, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's really all the questions we had for you guys. So thanks again for taking the time out to talk with us.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank Good you luck. So Stay much. Healthy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Five podcast. Tune in next week for another interview with an NCAA volleyball superstar. And please remember to like, subscribe, and follow the Best of Five podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Why is volleyball the best? Because it's the best of five.